Welcome everyone to Ascend Live for August 15th, 2021. I am so excited to share with you what I'm about to show you because I've been working on it all summer. We've taken the last several weeks off from this show as we often do during breaks and holidays. And you may have been on the road or just taking some time away from work. And I'm guessing a lot of people are back now. My own kids start school tomorrow and they are very excited. And I am very excited to present to you something that I've been working on all summer and been going back and forth with our developers to make sure it's perfect. And here we are. We are here to talk about Repertoire Content Creator, which is our new app, or rather a new feature within our existing Repertoire Feedback app. And since this is Ascend Live and we typically talk about the job search, we're going to talk specifically about how Repertoire Content Creator can help you write a cover letter for a job, as well as many different other types of correspondence. So thank you very much for being here. Hey, Pam, thanks for your comment. Great to see you there. Here's what we're going to explore as we get into Repertoire Content Creator. And I'm very excited to put this into your hands because I think it's going to make everything that you do in terms of written communication much, much easier, faster and more efficient and easier to produce high quality writing in just a little bit of time. So we're going to spend most of our time demonstrating this, but just very quickly, I wanted to run through the features that I'm about to show you. First, we've got a drag and drop layout editor for any kind of text that you want to create. We've got multiple choice phrases so that you can always adjust the precise language that you're using to the situation in terms of tone, in terms of the specific facts that you're writing about. And then the third feature is system fields and document fields, which allow you to plug in different variables or different values so that you can very quickly update and reuse something that you've already written. Now, I'd love to know what role you are in this coming year, and if you're joining us for the first time, it'll be great to meet you. And if you're joining us for the first time in a while, I would love to have an update. So let me know in the comments, if you would, what role you are in this year. I know a lot of people have moved into new roles. A lot of people who've been watching this show have moved from assistant principal to principal or have moved into their first assistant principalship. So leave a comment and let me know. And I'm going to have a few screenshots, and then I'm going to pull up the actual app to show you what you can do in Repertoire Content Creator. So if you log in and go to create a new document, you will see what we call the layout editor. And this is a drag and drop phrase by phrase document builder where you can insert different phrases and then move them around to reorder them and put in different paragraph breaks. And you can simply add a new phrase. You know, if you're working from a template, you may not have to add a phrase. But you can add your own phrases, you can make your own templates for your writing. And because these are templates, this is a templatized type of thing, you can make good use of that writing over and over again, right? If you have a similar situation come up in the future, let's say you have a parent email you. I've got a template for if a parent emails you about wanting to move their child to a different classroom, you know, or to a different teacher, which happens a lot at the elementary level, then you can write one template and use that over and over again every time parents email you about that. So there's the phrase editor, layout editor. Let's see, phrases have up to 8 options per phrase. You can customize different phrases for each section and plug in different fields or variables into them. Some of those can be specific to the document and others are just pulled from your account, like your school name, your name, and so on. And the key thing about fields is that when you update them, they're updated everywhere throughout the document. So here's a view of the system fields. You can see I've got my name and the school name and the mascot and a motto and the district name and so on. And then within a document, you can customize specific fields that would only apply to that document. For example, if you're writing a cover letter, there are some specific fields that you might need for that cover letter, and I'll share with you the cover letter template. And Josh is asking, will these be part of the Ascend Masterclass? Yes, absolutely. So if you're in the Ascend Masterclass, you do have full access to this right now. You should have a couple of emails from me in the past week explaining Repertoire Content Creator and the new features and how to access them. If you have any trouble logging in, please note we are on a different server now, and I've sent information about that to all of our members. But yeah, check that out. Let me know if you need help logging in, and I would love for you to get your hands on this and test it out and see what you think. So one of the reasons I think this can be so helpful with writing is that it deals with a problem that I call find and replace anxiety. And if you've ever used Find and Replace to try to reuse some writing that you've already done in the past, you know it can be tricky to catch all of the different variations on the phrase, to catch all of the pronouns, to catch all of the, you know, maybe, you know, if there was something that you didn't think of when you were doing your search for Find and Replace. Find and Replace can be a great time saver, but it doesn't always work very well because sometimes there are things that we just miss, especially in a long document or one with a lot of pronouns and things like that. And it can be difficult to get subject-verb agreement right, right? Like if you're dealing with a situation that involves one student and then you try to reuse an email or a letter for a situation involving multiple students, the grammar changes, right? And I think about the show The Office. Do you remember when Michael in The Office wrote a movie script? Give me a yes or a thumbs up if you remember this episode of The Office, where he wrote a movie script called Threat Level Midnight with Agent Michael Scarn. And I found out later that they actually produced the whole movie. Like, you can watch the whole movie online now. I didn't know that when this episode was airing years and years ago. But in this movie script for Threat Level Midnight, there's this character, Samuel, that Michael Scarn, you know, just doesn't respect. He's his assistant. He's always messing things up. And they discover, as they're reading through the script, that Samuel, this character who's incompetent and always messing things up, is actually supposed to represent Dwight. And, you know, Dwight, the number two or number three character on The Office. And I just love this episode because it's just, there's just so much good stuff there. But Pam catches this misspelling, D-W-I-G-T, instead of, you know, the normal spelling of Dwight. And Michael had done a find and replace, but of course, find and replace doesn't work if you spell the word wrong. And I think we all know that that kind of thing happens, right? It's hilarious because, you know, Dwight realizes that he's the butt of a lot of the jokes in this script. Give me a thumbs up if you're an Office fan. I mean, this is just classic stuff here. But we've all felt that anxiety, right? That if I'm going to use find and replace, I want to make sure that I'm not going to miss anything. I want to make sure that I'm not going to embarrass myself or embarrass someone else by not doing a good job of catching all of those things that need to be found and replaced. So what we're going to do here is I am actually going to put repertoire up on the screen. I'm going to share that with you. I'm going to go to my list of documents here. So let me just move a few things around. I'm actually going to take you into the app, and I may have to log in again because I got disconnected from the internet. Let's see, there we go. All right, we'll go to almost ready to put it on screen here. Okay, I think we've got it, and let's see if this works. Okay, so now I am in the new repertoire content creator. Give me a thumbs up or a yes, just type yes if you can see my screen here. And what we're going to do is I'm actually going to demonstrate as much of the app as I can in the time that we have available so that you can see what this can do for you. I'm going to make this a little bit bigger. Okay, and we'll start with a simple template. This is one I made, I think, last night or the night before last. Just let me, okay, I'm getting some yeses. Just type the word yes in the comments if you wouldn't mind to let me know that you can see this here. Good deal. Thank you, Eddie. Hope you're doing well. And hey, yeah, congratulations, Jill. That is awesome. Great to see people with new jobs tuning in here. Okay, so this is the documents section of Repertoire Content Creator. And what I've done here is, actually, we'll start here. We'll start with system templates. I've got three so far, and we're adding more all the time. We've got the cover letter generator, parent concern, email. From these templates, you can click this button here to copy the template into your account. So then if you go to My Saved Documents, you'll see that there, and then you can edit. I'm gonna go ahead and open this one. And that will pop up here. We've got the title. We can change the title here. All right, and what you can see here is in the layout editor, we've got a phrase by phrase letter that I can move around with drag and drop. I can move phrases up and down. And if I scroll down far enough, you can see that this is the output that's generated by all these phrases. So for example, if I move a paragraph break, you'll see that things shift around a little bit. If I move a phrase, things shift around a little bit. So what we're doing is we're building a document here, phrase by phrase. And of course, if you were just writing a one-time document once, this would be more complicated, right? This wouldn't be worth the effort. But I'm going to suggest that most of the writing that you do as an instructional leader is part of a long-term pattern of situations that are going to occur over and over again. And some of that is predictably high volume, right? There are things that you're going to do every week. You're probably going to write some newsletter articles or, you know, communications to your staff and parent community every week. Other things are going to come up now and then. You're going to have different situations where people reach out to you. And sometimes those are very, very delicate situations that you want to handle very carefully, and they don't occur very often. So it can be very inefficient to kind of reuse that writing. And what you might do is you might go back to the last time that occurred. You might get an email from a parent and you think, ooh, this sounds like that parent that emailed me 9 months ago about the same thing. I'm going to go see what I wrote to that parent, maybe do some copy and paste and edit it, but then we'd get that find and replace anxiety that I don't want to miss anything. So those are situations where it can be worth it to create yourself a template. And to get you started quickly, I've got these example templates here. You can use them for these exact situations, or you can build your own. And I want to get into the phrase editor here. So we'll start right at the very top. Let's say a parent emails you and says, hey, I would like to have my kid moved from Mrs. Smith's class to Mrs. Jones's class because I heard Mrs. Jones is a better teacher. And, you know, I just think that would be better for my kid, right? You get requests like that. Elementary principals everywhere get requests like that, and we have to find different ways to deflect those and turn them down. And, you know, maybe there are some cases where there's a legitimate reason, but for the most part, this is kind of a disruption. This is kind of a thing that we don't really want to do at the elementary level. So you got to get back to people, right? And I don't want to have an hour meeting with this person. So I want to give them a thorough and respectful response, and I want to explain our policy and how we make our class lists and why we don't move people around based on parent requests. So I've got my letter here, phrase by phrase. This is kind of long, so you might not need all of this. You can delete anything. Just click this button here to delete anything that you don't want to keep in your document. But let's go ahead and look at the first phrase here. And you want to adjust each phrase or select an option for each phrase that fits the tone that you're going for, right? If this is someone you don't know very well, you might want to be more formal. If it's someone you do know very well, you might want to be less formal. It might feel weird to be too formal with them. So you want to adjust the tone. And I'll take out that letter there. So you can use different versions of this. You could write your own, you know, you could write greetings, and then you can insert a field, right? So I'm going to pull up the field editor here. And as I mentioned earlier, there are system fields that are going to have information that's going to be the same pretty much permanently, right? Your school name, your role, you know, different pieces of information that could be pulled into a lot of different documents, like your phone number, your mascot, things like that, system fields. And then you're going to have document fields that are unique to this particular type of correspondence that you're writing. So if this one is about a child being placed in a certain class and about how we make our class lists and why we don't really take requests from parents, we're going to have the parent's name, the child's name, gender, and then maybe some factors about how we balance classes. So we'll go ahead and close those. So I could put in, maybe this is Mrs. rather than Doctor. Let's see what we got there. So we can insert Mrs. Notice that updates here. So we change it from Doctor to Mrs. And then we can put in the last name here and a comma. All right, so now greetings, Mrs. Jackson, that gets updated. And notice anything that is a variable is going to be shown in a different color here. So it's very clear, it deals with that find and replace anxiety that we might miss something, we might fail to up, you know, I don't wanna say Mrs. Jackson at the top of the letter and then leave it Mrs. Smith toward the bottom of the letter because I forgot to change the second type or I worded it differently or something. So those are going to be highlighted for you. Those are going to be automatically updated every time those fields are used. And you can also pull up your fields down here anytime you need to update things. If I already emailed Mrs. Jackson, now I need to email Mr. Jackson, I can just change that there, save and close, and my letter will update. And then when I'm done, I can copy that to the clipboard, paste it into an email, or whatever I need to do with it. All right, so phrase by phrase, you can build a message. You can, again, customize things. I've got lots of different, sometimes you only have one option for a phrase. You might have several for different tones or different purposes or just different policies that you may have in your school. Kevin, what happens if you don't have a documents tab on the left? So Kevin, in that case, make sure you are on our new server So if you're logged in and you don't see that documents tab, then you're on the old server and there should have been a warning when you logged in. So we're at repertoire.cc. And if you are not a member, I know Kevin's a member, but if you're interested in learning more about Repertoire, we don't have these new features on the sales page yet, but you can learn more about our Repertoire app at principalcenter.com/repertoire. There we go, if you want to check that out. And then we'll be adding, you're the first to see this publicly, so we'll be adding information about Repertoire Content Creator very shortly, but I wanted to get some working templates for you. So as you can see, all of this is drag and drop. You know, you can delete paragraph breaks, you can move things around, you can add new phrases. So I can type a new phrase here and I can hit enter, and then that's going to go at the bottom, and then I can edit that phrase and I can insert a system field like my school name. And there you can see system fields are displayed in green, and then written in yellow. That shows me that that's a field displayed there. See, we've got the child's name here, and that's displayed in yellow when that's selected. So that is the basic idea. Let me know what questions you have, and I'm going to go ahead and show you the cover letter template now, because that is the main event. That is what we are here to talk about. And this one is kind of on the long end, right? This one is a little bit of a beast here. By the way, if you have tested our cover letter generator spreadsheet, here's where this comes from. So we've got this very complicated layout here. It's got a lot of different fields, a lot of different phrases. If you look at the fields, we've got tons and tons because there are different accomplishments that you can put in there. This actually comes from our spreadsheet. And yeah, you can see the spreadsheet here. Thanks, Kevin. Glad that is working for you. The spreadsheet is available to people in the Ascend Masterclass. And the spreadsheet was kind of the first iteration of what's now an app. So if you've used our cover letter generator spreadsheet, you know that that is an incredibly powerful tool for making a customized, beautiful cover letter very, very quickly. It doesn't do the page layout, right? It doesn't do the Microsoft Word part. It does the actual writing part. And we are going to actually take that down, make that no longer available. And thank you to everyone who tested out that spreadsheet. So you can see there are different things you fill in the spreadsheet about the job that you're applying for. And then there's a tab for every paragraph of the letter. So you've got different options here and you can rank those, and those pull in different fields from the first tab to make these phrases. You can see the formulas are very complicated. This was kind of a bear to create. Took me a couple of weeks to put this together. And lots of people have used that to put together great cover letters. You can see there's a tab for every paragraph. You can put in accomplishments and choose from all these different phrases. Body paragraph one, body paragraph two, lots of stuff in there, and then the conclusion. And then on the output tab is where the letter appears, and you just kind of copy that to the clipboard, paste it in to another document, and you're good to go. So I was very thrilled with how that turned out. But I knew that it could be more user-friendly. I knew it was kind of cumbersome to actually rank the choices and put that all together. So I'm so thrilled now that we have it in the app. And here is what we have in the app. You've got all these different fields for the job you're applying for, the role you're applying for, your current role, how many years you've been in that role, how many years you've been in the profession, some of your accomplishments. If you call students or scholars or children or young people or adult learners, or you know, whatever your appropriate term for students is, you can update that. Some different accomplishments, a time frame. So a lot of this is really structured for you, and that shows up in the phrases. So each phrase has, you know, between 3 and 8 options that you can choose from. And all of those fields are pulled into the phrases. And of course, you can write your own, right? You can change any of these to match your wording, your language, and just build on that template and those examples that are there for you. So if you think this phrase is better, you can use that and close, and then that will update it. The only real thing that you have to provide from scratch is a couple of accomplishments, right? Because you don't want your cover letter to be too generic, right? You want it to have specific accomplishments from your work experience, and I can't write those for you. So there are a few here that you see. This is one that uses an accomplishment. It just says write an accomplishment here. And this is another one, let a professional development day on John Hattie's visible learning strategies. I'm guessing you didn't do that, or maybe a few people have. So you plug in something that was your accomplishment there. You plug in your data here, and the result is what you see down here at the bottom. And again, this is going to be kind of long. This is going to be a full page. You may have to finagle it a little bit to get it to fit on one page. So what you may want to do is see where your cover letter has some room for improvement, right? If you have a paragraph that you really love, don't replace that with a paragraph from this template. And instead, look for places where your cover letter just doesn't feel very strong and say, okay, I really need something on instructional leadership or organizational leadership or working with students or having an impact on student climate and culture. Look in the template for a place where you can bolster your existing cover letter. Or if you're starting from scratch, it's perfectly fine to use the entire template here and just build that from scratch and then edit it. Now, we do have people who have used this pretty much from scratch, gone through it in an hour or so and ended up with a really, really strong cover letter. I would still encourage you to revise as much as you can, as much as time allows. But you know, if you are in a hurry and the reality is you don't have 3 weeks to revise six times and get a really great cover letter, then this could really be a lifesaver. However, the reason you might want to do that, do your cover letter writing in this system, ultimately comes down to the number of jobs that you're applying for. And if you've applied for a lot of jobs, you know what a grind it can be to go through and make sure that you update the school name and the position name and the mascot and the city or the district name and all that stuff, and very carefully make sure that you didn't miss anything every single time. You know, that find and replace anxiety that that you might have felt from, like Michael in The Office, that find and replace anxiety is real, and you don't want to be in that situation where you miss something. So the fields and the phrases really can take care of that for you. All right, so that is a little bit of a behind the scenes preview of how Repertoire Content Creator works. As I mentioned, you can just click copy to clipboard and then paste into your word processor, or if you're sending an email, simply paste into your email app. And as far as I know, this does work on mobile devices. So if you're trying to email parents back from your mobile device and you have a kind of a long email, this could be a real time saver for composing or modifying existing responses, even from your smartphone. So let me know how you find it to work on your phone. As far as I know, everything does work on mobile. You do want to paste that as unformatted text, and it should copy and paste as unformatted text. And then you add your formatting. You know, if it's an email, you probably don't need to add any formatting. If it's a resume cover letter, then you do, of course, want to put that into a template, make it look nice. You can paste it into your newsletter. Let me know what you use for your newsletter. I'm hearing a lot of people like S'more, and I would love to know what would be helpful in terms of maybe a newsletter, weekly update from the principal kind of article template. Let me know. But the big idea here is that you can reuse your writing, and the fields and the phrases allow you to reuse your writing for different situations that have a different tone or a different feel or a different purpose or different specific facts. And you can very quickly update what's in that piece of writing without that find and replace anxiety. So always still proofread. You know, there's no substitute for proofreading and just making sure that everything looks good before you hit send. But I really want to speed up your writing. I really want to make writing an easier part of your job, because I know that writing is such a big part of your job, right? Your success as an instructional leader in large part comes down, we don't emphasize this very much because we think of leadership as a face-to-face thing. And of course it is face-to-face in meetings and in conversations with people. But a lot of what people experience of your leadership comes down to writing, and that is difficult. So hope this makes a big difference for you. I hope this makes your job easier, and I hope it makes it easier for you to get the job that you are qualified for, that you may be looking for in the coming year. So the cover letter generator template is good to go. I got that set up on Friday, tested that, made sure that works for you. Let me know if you see anything that needs to be fixed or if you have ideas for other things we could add to that. You can also, as I mentioned, create your own templates. You can start from scratch, you can build these phrase by phrase, and the first time you do it, it's going to feel like it's slower, right? It's going to feel like it takes a little bit of extra time. So what I would like to do for you is I would like to create as many templates as I can that will solve immediate problems for you. And I am going to be around this week. I am going to be working on this week. So if you have requests, just let me know. You can actually text me, and I would love to know what templates would be helpful to you. So if you have a parent who's emailed emailing you right now, and you think, geez, it's going to take me half an hour to email this parent back, and then other parents are going to email me the same question, and then I'm going to have to modify my email for that specific family and that kid and that their particular questions, text me and let me know what you are having to email parents back about, and I will help you write a template, and you will find it in Repertoire Content Creator. So here is how you can text me your questions. All right, so I put that number in the chat there, 501-222-4415. Please do text me if you would like a particular template, if I can help you answer some emails that you think, you know, you might keep getting this kind of email every once in a while, and it's going to take 30 or 40 minutes out of your week. I want to save you that time and trouble. And of course, you can make your own templates if you would like, but I envision this being the kind of thing where I'm making the templates and then you're modifying them. So whatever works for you. So when can you use this? You can use this in any situation where you have to do writing, and that writing is going to be repeated in some way, or there's an opportunity to maybe build on writing that you've done in the past. So obviously your cover letter for job applications is a big one, because that is a difficult type of writing to do. I think it takes between 50 and 100 hours to write a really world-class cover letter from scratch. And a lot of people are surprised by that, because we haven't had to put that much work into a piece of writing since maybe a master's thesis or a senior seminar type paper. You know, maybe if you had to write a 75-page paper to graduate from college, you know, it's been a while probably since you've put this much work into any kind of writing, much less a one-page letter. But if you really want to stand out in the job search, you've got to have a strong cover letter. This is the very first thing people see when they're reviewing your application. And I want to save you as much effort on that as possible and allow you to concentrate on revisions and making the case for your candidacy specifically. So definitely the cover letter. Other aspects of the hiring process are also a great fit for this, because they tend to be very high stakes, they tend to be sensitive situations, and they tend to be difficult types of writing. For example, if you're writing a recommendation letter — I don't have a recommendation letter template quite yet, but I'm working on it. It's up very, very soon, because I know often you're asked for recommendation letters for teachers. Often they ask at kind of a terrible time. You're like, oh geez, yes, I would love to help you, but I'm super, super busy right now. So I want to make it easy for you to write recommendation letters that are honest, that are specific. And that's where the phrase and the template and the multiple choice idea here — let me go back to the multiple choice phrases here. That's where this is really critical, that you have different phrases you can use for different situations, because you don't want to say the same thing about every single person that you write a recommendation letter for, right? So you can only reuse things to the extent that they're true. But if we have multiple phrase options, if we have this multiple choice, different values for a given phrase, you can simply select whatever's true for that particular person. Sometimes you might want to plug in specific evidence or share an accomplishment or some responsibility that they held. And then the cover letter could be unique to them, but you're not having to start from scratch, right? We don't want to reuse writing in a way that doesn't fit, in a way that doesn't feel authentic, in a way that's awkward and just doesn't represent the person. We want to use reuse as much as we can, but we don't want to be dishonest. We don't want to just kind of borrow stuff that doesn't fit. So phrases can really help with that. Anything that is very sensitive, anything that's high stakes, anything involving human resources, like a letter of reprimand, a job offer letter, a decline letter, anything involving a big complaint or a concern from a parent, right? If a parent emails you a two-page message about something with their kid or something they're upset about, the only way you can answer that quickly is to say, let's set up a meeting to talk about it. You can say, thank you for letting me know. Let's set up a meeting to talk about this. Like, that's really the only respectful thing you can do quickly. And then, of course, that's going to take up a lot of your time face-to-face when you actually have that meeting with the parent or have a phone call with the parent. If, on the other hand, you're in a situation where somebody has emailed you something very detailed about their child, they're asking for a request, you don't want to answer over email in such a concise way that they're going to be insulted. If you just say, nope, we don't do that, well, that's not going to be great. They're probably going to come up to the school and complain or call you or call your boss. So you want to be able to answer people's concerns thoroughly and respectfully in appropriate detail, in an appropriate level of detail. So that's why that parent response template that I showed you just a moment ago was so long. So if we go back to that template here, we'll go up to my saved documents, and let me pop that back on the screen here. If you go to that class change request elementary, all right, that's why this is so long, right? You don't need to say all this to every parent. If a parent says, hey, is it possible to change classes? You can just say, no, we don't really do that. We put a lot of work into class placements. You probably delete most of this and just leave like one or two of these phrases and go and leave it at that. But if a parent sends you 2,000 words, they're going to be offended if you send them 10 words in reply. And I know a lot of people have a policy of not sending emails that are longer than 3 to 5 sentences. I think that's a good policy. If the situation warrants it, you don't want to write a longer email from scratch, but if you already have one ready to go, that can be a much better way of handling that parent's complaint, showing respect for the issue, showing that you've thought about the issue, you're taking it seriously, you're not dismissing it, without having to spend all of your time writing lengthy email replies, because we know that's not efficient. So lots of situations where you can use this. I look forward to seeing what you're interested in and how you use this and what templates you build. And the offer stands to build you templates to solve specific problems that you are facing. For example, maybe in the next week, you have a teacher resign and you have to announce their replacement to the parents of those students, right? You have a class full of students who are gonna have a new teacher the second or third week of school. That's a difficult letter to write. You might have not done that for 5 or 6 years. You might not even have a letter that you can find on hand, but now you've got to write one. So if that is the situation you are in, I would love to hear from you this week. I don't know how long this offer will stand, but do reach out, let me know what you're dealing with, and I will do my very best to write you a template that can save you time, not just for this one situation, but for every time it occurs in the future. So that is Repertoire Content Creator. If you are a member, check your email. I emailed you several times about that this past week. Let me know if you can't find them, or let me know if you have trouble logging in. Hey, awesome, writing one right now. Good deal. I don't know which one you're referring to, but I hope it's not the teacher resign one. I know a lot of people are dealing with that, and my heart goes out to you if that's the case. Let me know how I can help. I'm actively working on this right now and would love to write some templates for you to make your writing easier and faster and more consistent and easier to update and copy and paste and reuse without that search and replace kind of problem. So I'm very excited to put this into your hands. If you want to check it out, principalcenter.com/repertoire has the information about the existing app, not the new features. You're the first to see these, and we'll get the website updated with the new features in the coming weeks. Oh yeah, new teacher starting on Wednesday. All right. Well, yeah, shoot me a text and let me know how I can help, what you're thinking, what you're stuck with on the wording. Maybe you've got the letter half written and you just need some help finishing it. Let me know, and I'll try to get back to you. Feel free to email it to me also if you already have a file attachment or something, or just paste it into an email, and I will take a look. All right, this is Ascend Live. This has been a very special episode about the Repertoire Content Creator. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, if you are a member, you will find that in your email. You'll find that in your member dashboard. And if you're not a member, go to principalcenter.com/repertoire and you can sign up. All right, take care and have a wonderful week. I'm Justin Bader, and this has been Ascend Live for August 15th. Take care.